Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello and welcome to this new episode on Your Nervous System in Yin Yoga, Why Flexibility Isn't Just Physical. When most people hear the word flexibility in yoga, they think of hamstrings, hips, shoulders. Maybe they picture someone folding forward effortlessly or twisting themselves into some Instagram-worthy shape. But what I wish more yoga spaces would talk about, real flexibility isn't just about the body. It's about your nervous system. It's about how you meet emotions, how you respond to stress, how you hold space for what's uncomfortable without shutting down or running away. Our nervous system is like the foundation of a house we live in. If it's shaky, everything feels unstable. If it's constantly on high alert, even the most relaxing yoga practice won't reach you. This is why so many people come to me saying, I have practiced yoga for years, but I'm still anxious. I meditate daily, but my mind wouldn't stop racing. I stretch every day, but my body still feels tight. It's because they have mainly been working on the body, not on the deeper emotional and nervous system layers. Yin yoga, when practiced with trauma awareness, changes that. Why yin yoga feels different? Unlike fast, sweaty, power-based yoga classes, yin yoga slows everything down. You hold postures for extended periods of time. You soften into shapes rather than forcing them. You meet the silence that most of us are terrified of. And in that space, something deeper begins to happen. Your body starts to reveal what it's been holding. The nervous system begins to shift from hypervigilance into safety. The meridians, the energy channels of Chinese medicine, begin to recalibrate, helping stagnant emotions and energies move through. In yin yoga, flexibility is not about how far you can fold. It's about whether you can soften into yourself while respecting the natural boundaries of the body. Whether you can let your body and nervous system be exactly as they are without needing to fix or change anything. And here's what often gets overlooked in mainstream yoga spaces. Emotions live in the body. That tightness in your chest before a difficult conversation, that's not just a postural issue. That's fear or grief asking to be felt. That knot in your stomach before a big decision, that's your nervous system bracing itself. That tension in your jaw you cannot soften away. Often it's anger or frustration you never gave permission to surface. When we drop into yin, we give those emotions a doorway out. The stillness, the meridian work, the time spent in each posture creates the conditions for your body to process what you have been carrying. One of the biggest misconceptions is that the goal of yoga is to stay calm and regulated all the time. That's not how the nervous system works. Being human means moving through cycles of fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. These nervous system states are part of life. The challenge is when we get stuck in one of these, Yin Yoga helps us build nervous system flexibility. In other words, the ability to move in and out of different states without getting trapped. The ability to meet discomfort without collapsing. The ability to come back to safety even after stress. That's the kind of flexibility that actually is life-changing. How the meridians connect all the dots. In Chinese medicine, each yin posture targets specific meridians. But here's the fascinating part. Those meridians aren't just about organs. They are also linked to emotions. The lung meridian is connected to grief. The liver meridian to anger and frustration. The kidney meridian to fear and anxiety. So when you're holding the pose that targets those channels, you are not just stretching tissue, you are giving your nervous system and your emotional body permission to process what's been held there. A few words about my story and why this matters to me so much. When I was in the corporate world, working myself into the ground, I thought yoga was my stress relief. I did strong flows, I sweated it out, I stretched, but I was still anxious. I was still disconnected from myself, and eventually I got very sick and landed in the hospital. Looking back, I realized I wasn't giving my nervous system what it really needed. I was still living in fight or flight. I was still avoiding my emotions. I was still trying to control everything instead of learning to allow. Yin Yoga really changed that. It taught me to stay with the sensations instead of pushing them away. It taught me that grief wasn't something to bypass with positive vibes only, but something to honor. It showed me that flexibility wasn't about touching my toes. It was about meeting myself, moment by moment, with compassion. And why this might matter for you. If you ever felt like yoga wasn't quite reaching you, or if you ever wondered why your anxiety doesn't just disappear when you hit the mat, if you ever longed for a practice that welcomes all of you, not just the parts that are acceptable for your environment, then Yin Yoga might be exactly what you have been searching for. Because in Yin, you don't need to perform. You don't need to push. You don't need to bypass your human experiences. You get to be with what is. You get to feel. You get to retrain your nervous system towards safety and resilience. That is the kind of yoga that sustains you through life's storms. If you are curious to experience this in your own body, I created something for you. The Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset, which is a free sequence I designed to help you experience how yin works differently. Inside, I will guide you through a practice that works with your meridians, your emotions, and your nervous system, so you can taste what it's like to feel flexible in more than just your body. Because at the end of the day, true flexibility isn't about whether you can touch your toes. It's about whether you can touch your own human self and meet yourself there with compassion. I'm sharing the link for this Yin Reset in the description. Go download it and let me know how it landed for you. I would love to hear from you. If today's episode resonated with you and curious to experience how this works in practice, I invite you to explore it through my free resource, The Emotional and Nervous System Yin Reset. This experience combines short comprehensive theory, a guided yin yoga practice based on my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, and the reflection journal to integrate your experience. I will share the link of this free experience in the description, along with all my other resources. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.